Parnas here, we'll say good morning. Another beautiful, beautiful daf today. Today's daf is Yud. We'll speak a lot more about stock and other assorted topics. We are starting on Tes Amud Beis 9b, and we are picking up four lines from before the lines get wide. V'amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak said the following. Whoever goes ahead and gives a pruta to a poor person is blessed with six different blessings. And one who goes ahead and literally makes him feel better with words, ultimately gets 11 brachos. I will say, understand that mafaiso bedvarim is building on the previous statement. Meaning, if a person doesn't just give the ani tzedakah, but also goes ahead and what? Says to him a nice word, gives him a pleasant word, a pleasant gesture, then not only do you get the six brachas for tzedakah, but you get the additional brachos ultimately again for speaking nicely to him. So the Gemara says, Hanosin Prutalani Mismar B'Shesh Brachos, the Chsiv, first wide line, Halo Parosh, Va'aniyah Merudim Tavibayis, Kisira Aram. So we'll say these are all just different psukim that allude to the bracha. Second wide line. One who goes ahead and speaks nicely to him. We'll say, you see from here, by the way, the incredible power of giving someone a kind word. That's what's happening over here. The person who is poor is suffering with who knows all different kinds of difficult circumstances. And if you don't just give him money, but you also go ahead and you give him chizuk, then that counts for so much as well. See, he's blessed again. Such a person is blessed with 11 brachas. Shene emar safek l'ra'av nafshecha v'nefesh na'ane tasbiya. Again, just all the different psukim that allude to the various brachas. So, I'm Rabbi Yitzchak. My tichsiv, rovdeif tzaka v'chesed yimatzei chayim tzaka v'kavod. So, what does this mean? He who runs after charity and kindness, meaning to perform acts of charity and kindness, will find in his life tzedakah and kavod. What does that mean? Mishum derodev tzedakah yimsa tzedakah. What does that mean? Because one runs after tzedakah, they'll find tzedakah. In other words, what a strange statement. Ella lomar lacha kol arodev achar tzedakah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mamsi lo maos va'osa b'hem tzedakah. And they will say what it means is the following. He who runs after opportunities to give tzedakah, the Ribono Shel Olam will give him the resources to continue to do that mitzvah. I was supposed to say, what this is an extension of a general principle we have of the Derech Sha'adam Rotze Lelech Molich and Oso. The Ribono Shel Olam helps us along the path which we choose to travel. So if I choose to go ahead and be about tzedakah, the Ribono Shel Olam will help me to go ahead and do two things. Number one, he will give me the money and the resources to be about tzedakah, and furthermore, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mamtzilo Bnei Adam, HaMehugonim Lasos Lem Tzedakah, Kedei Lekabel Aleihen Schara. Furthermore, God will present me with good opportunities to give tzedakah. So if I desire to give tzedakah, number one, the Ribono Shel Olam will give me the resources to do so. Number two, the Ribono Shel Olam will give me the opportunities, the legitimate and good opportunities to do so as well. Lafuke mine. I will say now, what does this mean? Giving me the good opportunities to exclude from what? So this is amazing. Lafuke me the Darash Rabbah. The Darash Rabbah ma'idik siv v'yu mukhshalom v'fanecha be'is apcho. I'll say bohem. What does it mean? I will say the pasuk in Yirmiyahu says to the Ribono Shel Olam, after the people of Anasos tried to go ahead and kill Yirmiyahu. So Yirmiyahu says to them, may they stumble before you. In the moment of your anger, do with them. What does this mean? What was Yirmiyahu HaNavi saying? So he says the following. Even if the people of Anasos want to do tshuva and want to go ahead and do good before you, if they're going to give tzedakah, let their tzedakah wind up in the hands of people who are not worthy. In order that they should not receive reward. Now, this is an incredible thing. See, Eliyahu HaNavi was cursing them and was saying that, Yirmiyahu HaNavi, even if they choose to go ahead and do tshuva, so don't enable them to do actions of tzedakah. If they end up giving tzedakah, let their tzedakah wind up in the wrong hands, which Rabbi says is an incredible discussion in Shulchan Aruch. If I end up giving tzedakah to someone and it turns out that they are a fraud, is that considered to be the mitzvah of tzedakah or not? The Shulchan Aruch paskins, no. I have not fulfilled the mitzvah of tzedakah if it turns out that I've given to a fraudulent cause, which is an incredible idea, because under normal circumstances we assume that what makes the mitzvah is my machshava, is my thought. I had every single intention of going ahead and giving tzedakah. Circumstance, I was duped. It happens even to the best of us, but that's not the mitzvah of tzedakah. So we'll say that, and that indeed is halacha l'maaseh. So we'll say, just to understand the incredibly important halachas that we're gleaning over here, that when you give tzedakah, if you want to magnify the impact of that tzedakah, don't just go ahead and give, but give with kind words, right? Say something nice. Well, this happens all the time. If somebody comes around during davening to ask for tzedakah, you know, you see all the time a person will hold up a dollar and not even make eye contact. We'll say, that's not tzedakah. Better not to give. Because understand how you make a person feel like that. If you can't even make, understand, that person who's coming to collect tzedakah, well, it's very important you sowed, you're not doing him a favor. He's doing you a favor. He's bringing Olam Haba to your doorstep. He's bringing Olam Haba to your, you don't have to walk anywhere. He's coming to you, and all you need to do is just extend your hand and give him, he's coming in the middle of Shema, Shmona Esrei. Trust me, none of us are davening with so much kavanah that we can't go ahead and interrupt and give him a tzedakah. Trust me, if that's your biggest problem after 120, I'm mekaneh you. I'm jealous. I want to just understand what the halacha is trying to sensitize us to. And by the way, if you can't give, the worst thing to do is to ignore someone. Never ignore someone. It's okay. Somebody, a person doesn't have money, or a person can't give because of a variety of reasons. You could just say, I'm sorry, I don't have any money, or I can't give. It's okay. People have all different kinds of circumstances, but to chas v'shalom ignore someone, ignore another human being, it's unacceptable for a Jew. That's the Gemara trying to sensitize us. The mitzvah of tzedakah, you could fulfill the mitzvah even if you can't give, if you just make someone feel like a mensch. But if you make someone feel like an iron mensch, you make someone feel so little by avoiding eye contact or just ignoring them altogether, there's something missing in my Jewish DNA with that. That's what the halacha is trying to sensitize us to. So the Gemara goes right there. I'm Rabbi Shimon Levi Omer. Rabbi Shimon Levi says, "Kal arog yolasel sedaka zocha habyon lo banim baali chokma baali osher baali agada baali agada." So what's an incredible Gemara? Rabbi Shimon Levi says, if a person normally gives tzedakah, he will be zocha ultimately to have sons who are baali chokma, meaning people, men of wisdom, baali osher, men of wealth. Baale Agada. So we'll say Baale Agada literally means people who could deliver Agada, good darshanim. That's really what it refers to over here. And we'll see that in just a moment. So we'll say Baale Chachma. How do we know Baale Chachma? Top of Yud. Yim Tzachayim. Buzz is Yim Tzachayim. And we'll say ultimately again, Chachma Tzachayim. Baale Osher. They'll be wealthy individuals. Dechsev Tztaka. Baale Agada. Dechsev V'kavod. So we'll say this is actually interesting. If you look at Rashi, Baale Agada, Mitoch Shein Darshinon Umoshchen Esalev, Hakom Mechabdin Osam. So we'll say Baale Agada refers not just to people who know Agada, but people who are able to darshan and speak in a way that opens people's hearts. So such a person like that, ultimately, again, others are drawn to, and others are Mechabit, such a person. So the Gemara goes weiter, Ksiv Hacha V'chavod, Uksiv Hasam Kavod Chachamim Yimchalu. So we'll say it says over here, kavod, and it says over there, kavod chachamim yinchavu. So the idea over here is this is the Baali Agada proof. Therefore, again, one who goes ahead and gives tzedakah will have children who possess all of these qualities. Tanya, Hay Remir Omer. Remir said the following, Yesh lo la bal hadin la hav shiv chavod omer lecha. We'll say, you know, sometimes if a person, the Yetzihara, this is a very convincing voice. So how does the Yetzihara convince me not to give tzedakah? So the Yetzihara could say, listen, im elokeichem ohev aniyim hu mipnei ma einam afarnasan. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, you know, this guy to have money, so the Baruch Shalom should give it to himself. Right, meaning again, God could do anything and everything, and it could be that if the Ribono Shel Olam goes ahead and doesn't want this person to have money, who's to say that I should interfere with this? So I will say, by the way, lest you think this is a crazy argument, it's not such a crazy argument, because understand, we have this hashkafic argument with, again, I know this is going to sound like a very strange question, is it permitted to practice medicine Right? In Jewish laws, they're permitted to practice medicine. So this is a shayla. Why is it a shayla? Because if the Ribono Shel Olam made someone sick, who says that man has the right to interfere and to heal? So what's the answer to that? We have an explicit pasuk. The pasuk says, V'rapo yirape. Pasuk in Mishpatim says, you shall surely heal. And the Gemara says, Mikan shenitun rishus l'rofe. Lerapos. The physician needs a license. I don't mean by the state of Maryland. The physician needs a license from the Ribono Shel Olam to heal, because otherwise you are staring the divine plan. So the Gemara says over here, the Yetzirah might say to you, oh come on, the Ribono Shel Olam made me an usher, made this guy an ani, I have to find a way to be happy with my lot in life, and he should find a way to be happy with his lot in life. So says the Gemara, Emer lo, kedei shenitzo anu medina shel gehenom. People say, this is an incredible idea. The Gemara says, you know why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Aniyim? HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Aniyim to save the rest of us from Gehenim. What does that mean? V'zu she'ila sh'ala Turnus Rufus harashas Rabbi Akiva. Turnus Rufus asked Rabbi Akiva this very she'ila. Em elokeichem ohev Aniyimu. If your God loves the poor, then mitnei ma eino mefarnesam. Why doesn't your God support them? Amar lei, anu bahen medina shel gehenom. So Rabbi Akiva said to Turnus Rufus, ultimately, again, in order that we should be saved through the Aniyim for Gehenom. We'll say, what does that mean, that we should be saved through the Gehenom? We'll say, so I'll tell you, the Beis Halevi has an incredible yisod. I'll tell you this very quickly. It's the wrong daf to be going off script, but I'll just tell you this quickly. So the Beis Halevi says something so beautiful. The Beis Halevi says, so the usher, when he gives the ani, so he thinks, the usher thinks that he's the one doing the Maaseh Mitzvah, right? Look at me, I'm giving someone else tzedakah. So the Beis Halevi says something amazing. You have to understand something. The ani, he says, is a chafetz shel mitzvah. The ani is an object of a mitzvah, he says, like an esrog. And it's through that chafetz of mitzvah that the usher is able to go ahead and give meaning to his life. So therefore, again, that's a Turnus Rufus, that's what Rabbi Akiva is saying over here. That ultimately, again, the ani becomes the chafetz shel mitzvah. The ani becomes the mitzvah object. And by the way, when I say ani, ani means any cause. You understand, we use ani as the paradigmatic cause for tzedakah. But ani, but any time I'm giving to that something becomes the cheftza shel mitzvah. And it's that the same way that I take the lulav and esrog, because again, it redeems my neshama. So any time I give tzedakah, that entity becomes the cheftza shel mitzvah through which I redeem my neshama. So the Ribono Shel Olam gives people different circumstances in order to give others the opportunity to lift up themselves. An incredible yisod. Amalei adrabo zusha mechayvasal ganim. Turnus Rufus is not finished. Rabbi Akiva, I think you're wrong. I think giving to tzedakah ta'aniyim actually condemns you to ganim. How so? So the Gemara says, "Let me give you a mashal." Lemelech basar v'adam shekas. We'll say first wide line, not of the widest lines, but the wider lines. Lemelech basar v'adam shekas alavado. V'chav shabeis asurim. V'tziv alav shel achilu v'shel ashkoso. So we'll say what happens was, the king once got upset at one of his advisors. And he incarcerated the advisor and commanded all of his other servants, do not give him to eat, do not give him to drink. And one guy defies the king and gives food and drink to the prisoner. So when the king hears about this, will he not get upset? And you, Klal Yisrael, this Turnus Rufus speaking to Rabbi Akiva, you, Klal Yisrael, called Avodim. Kili b'nei Yisrael Avodim. So good, so Turnus Rufus says, again, if the ani is incarcerated in the prison of his own financial circumstances, what in the king obviously decreed that? What right do you have? You're another Eved. What right do you have to go ahead and violate the edict of the king? Supposed to listen to this. And here, bless you, here's the difference between the way a Jew thinks and between the way a Gentile thinks. It's so beautiful. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Em Shalachal Mashal, Lamad Avadam. Rabbi Akiva says, let me explain to you the difference. So he says, Lamelech Pastor Matam Shakas al Bino. So Rabbi Akiva said, the more apt and the more appropriate mashal would be the following. A king gets angry at his son and commands that his son be imprisoned and commands that no one eat, no one gives the son to eat, no one gives the son to drink. And what happens? And one man comes along and he gives the king, he gives the son of the king to eat and to drink. So what happens? Kishashama HaMelech. As much as the Melech needs to punish his son, his heart breaks over it. Sometimes the king has to do what the king has to do because he has responsibilities that extend beyond his relationship. But when he sees someone else having rachmanis upon his child, does his heart not feel a special level of connection towards that individual? So Rabbi Akiva says to Ernest Rufus, you've got it all wrong. We are the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And even after the Ribono Shel Olam has for some reason dispensed difficult circumstances to one of us, his heart is so filled with joy when the others rally around that one and help out. Such a beautiful idea. And we are called the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, d'chsiv, banim atel na'ashem alokeichem. So to which Ternus Rufus says, Amar lo atem kriyim banim ukriyim abadim. But Ternus Rufus says, one second, you're not just called banim, you're called banim and you're called abadim. You're called sons and you're called servants. Bizman sha'atem osim ritzono, bizman sha'atem osim ritzono shama, kam atem kriyim banim. When you fulfill the will of God, so you are called sons. And when you don't fulfill the will of God, you are called servants, slaves. Va'achshav. Now, Ternus Rufus says, Rabbi Akiva, it is clear from your national circumstances, ein atem osin ritzono shel makom. So Ternus Rufus says, the fact that I'm in control and you are not clearly indicates that what? That you are not living in conformance with the will of God, and therefore you are avadim. If you are avadim, then again Ternus Rufus says, my mashal is correct and not yours. Amar lo, harehu omer, halo paros l'rayv lachmicha, va'aniyim merudim tavi bayis. So most remember again, we saw this yesterday, in masai aniyim merudim tavim bayis, even when you have rebellious paupers in your home. So most remember again, Rashi said, who are the rebellious paupers? That's Rome. Because Rome is always saying, hav hav, give us, we're poor, we need more taxes, we need more this. So Rabbi Akiva darshins, even when the aniyim merudim are tavi bayis, even though when the evil paupers are in our home, Rome is taking everything out. Inna the ka'amar halo paros l'rayv lachmecha. We still have an obligation to split our bread amongst the poor. So at the end of the day, Rabbi Akiva says, whether we are called banim or whether we are called avadim, whether times are good or whether times are not good, we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu always wants us to help out his other children. Incredible idea. Darash Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shalom. Kishim shemezonosav shal adam kitzulam mirash hashanah. We'll say another amazing Gemara. We actually made reference to this yesterday. The same way that a person's parnasa is established from Rosh Hashanah, kach chasronosav shal adam kitzuvan lo mirash hashanah. We'll say, so this is interesting. The same way the amount of money that is going to come into my home is set from Rosh Hashanah, the amount of money that's going to leave my home is also set from Rosh Hashanah. So watch this. Zoha, if a person is meritorious, then peros l'ra'iv lachmecha. Then in Meretz Hashem, your expenditures will be for tzedakah. Will be for tzedakah. Lo zoha, va'aniyim merudin tavi bayis. If you're not, meaning if you're not zoha, if you're not privileged, if you're not worthy, then ultimately the money will go out, but the money will go out to a whole variety of unworthy causes. Kihot dibnei achseid Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. This is amazing. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is literally the sons of his sister, his nephews. Chazalehu b'chilma deboi lemechzar shiva meyar dinari. So what happened? So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai saw in a dream that his nephews were going to lose 700 dinar over the course of the year. So what did he do? Ashinu shakol minayu litzdaka. So over the course of the year, he encouraged them to be charitable, and they dispensed poshka bayu shivsar dinar. Come the end of the year, they had about 17 dinar of that 700 dinar amount left in their possession. It was Erev Yom Kippur. So what happens? The house, the emissaries of the Caesar came. And what happens? They took from the nephews, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, how much? 17 dinar. 17 dinar. So the nephews are all nervous. Are the Romans going to come back and take more money? Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, lo tidchalun, don't be afraid. Shivsar dinar gabaychu shaklinhu minaychu. So they're not coming to take any more than 17 dinar from you. You don't have to worry. They're not taking any more. Amar le minoya. This. So listen to this. They said to their uncle, how do you know? How do you know they're only coming to take 17 dinar? So what did he say? Amar lehu, chama chazay lehu. I saw it in a dream. I saw in a dream that you were going to lose 700 dinar this year. So again, I took the most of it from you for tzedakah. That's it. Amrlei va'amaylo amratlan. So why didn't you tell us? No. Why didn't you tell us? Meaning, we would have gone ahead. We would have dinistivin. We would have gone ahead and given the entire amount to tzedakah. Amrlehu aminu kiyechid ta'avdu mitzvah lishma. Rashi is so beautiful. I wanted you to do the mitzvah, not because you saw that it was decreed upon you to lose this amount of money, but instead I wanted you to do the mitzvah lishma. Had I told you, the mitzvah would not have been lishma. Now that you didn't know, every single dinar you gave was a beautiful mitzvah lishma. Beautiful. Rapapa, have a salich bedarga, ishtamit kare baile mepo. So Rapapa was once climbing a ladder, his foot slipped on the rung, and he almost fell off and died. So Omar, hashtakein echayiv man disanilan, kimachalale shabasa, so ke'ovde avodas kacham. So Rabbi Rapapa realized he would have almost fallen and been killed. So Rabbi Rapapa, he understood this to be a simon from Shamayim, that he had done something wrong that potentially warranted death. Now I will say, he's saying, I almost warranted death like one who was mechalal Shabbos, or like one who performed avodah zarah. Now I will say, what's the punishment for chilul Shabbos? Avodah zarah. The punishment is skila. Now the way skila works, stoning, is that first you are pushed off a high roof, and then if you don't die from the impact of the fall, then you're stoned. So that Papa felt over here that, what did I do that would have technically made me deserve such a punishment like this? Amrei, which I will say, by the way, is an incredible insight in general to Rav Papa, that to be such a thoughtful individual like that, to recognize that nothing that happens in life is haphazard or random, everything is meaningful. What could I have done that might have brought about this particular reality? So says the Gemara, Amarle Chia Barav Midifti Rav Papa. So Rav Papa apparently begins asking his friends, or maybe he didn't ask and they just offered this advice, I'm not sure, but I'm assuming he asked them. So he says, Shema Ani Baliyad Chavala Parnasasam. But this is amazing. Maybe an ani came to you for help, and you didn't help. This sign, Rabbi Shimon Karcha Omer, Kol Hamalim Einav Minat Tzedaka. Whoever shields his eyes from charity. In other words, Rabbi Shimon, if there's someone asking for tzedaka, and I pretend like I don't see that individual, Ki ilo oved avodos kochavim. It's as if a person has worshipped idolatry. Ksiv hacha, now where does the Gemara get? It's a very strong statement. Ksiv hacha, hishamer lecha pen yihyeh devar im levavcha bili'al. Because also the pasuk says, be careful, right? Guard your heart from let there be bili'al. Remember, it's a contraction for bili'ol. Be careful to guard your heart from inappropriate things. Ksiv hasam, yatsu anoshim b'nei bili'al. So we'll say, you see the Torah uses lashon of bili'al, bili'ol, without the yoke by avodah zarah, and uses lashon of bili'al, bili'ol, by those who go ahead and try to pretend like they don't see those in need. Ma'ala halon avodah z'kochavim, just like in the second part of avodah zarah, av kan avodah z'kochavim. We'll say, so again, I just want to point out, you see what the Gemara is saying over here. It could be that a person, I don't have what to give. That is absolutely possible. Or I can't give for a variety of different reasons. All of that is possible. The Gemara says, even if you can't give, you can't ignore people. Even if you can't give, you can't pretend like you don't see. Even if you can't give, you can't just look down and just avoid contact with the individual. There has to be... Because why? It's a very simple idea. Because it compounds the pain of the ani. So again, we'll say, halacha absolutely understands that some people can't always give all of the time. But the ability to make a human connection is absolutely always there and is a part of our mandate. So the Gemara goes weiter. Amar Rabbi Elazar Yossi, called Tzedaka Bechased, Sheyisra Osei Bo Lamazer. We'll say, beautiful Gemara. Or every single act of tzedakah and chesed that Klal Yisrael does in this world, shalom gadol upraklitin gedolin bein Yisrael avin shav shemayim. Rabbosai creates ultimately again incredible shalom, incredible avis upraklitin gedolim. So we'll define that term in just a little bit. Rashi says, melitze yosher, good advocates. Shneamar, ko amar Hashem. Al tovo beis marzeach, do not come to the house of mourning. Al telech lispol, do not go to eulogize. Va'al tanud lohem, ki asafti es shalomi me'eis ha'amazeh, ha'chesed ve'es ha'rachamim. So you see, the Ribon Shalom says that when we do chesed, when we contribute rachamim, ultimately again, he gathers us into his home. Chesed, zu gemilas chasadim, rachamim, zu tzedaka. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Gedol Tzedaka, Shemekareves Hasageula. Tzedaka is great because tzedaka brings redemption closer. Shnei Amar, Ko Amar Hashem, Shamru Mishpat Va'asu Tzedaka, Ki Kirova Yeshua Silavo, Vetzidka Silihi Galos. Beautiful, beautiful Gemara. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, keep my mishpat and do tzedaka, because again, if you do so, Ki Kirova Yeshua Silavo, Vetzidka Silihi Galos. Redemption will come, my charity will be revealed. Hu haya omer. Bas, another beautiful gemara. Asara dvarim kasha nivru ba'olam. There are 10 things that are hard in this world. Har kasha, so a mountain is hard. Barzel mechatcho, but yet iron could cut through it. Barzel kasha, iron is hard. Or mifafo, but yet again, heat or fire can make it soft. Or kasha, fire is intense. Mayim mechabing, but yet water could extinguish it. Mayim oso, mayim kashim, water is hard. What does it mean? It's hard. Meaning water has the ability to go ahead and effect a credible change. But yet avim sovlin oso, but yet the clouds could absorb the water. Avim kashim, so again, the cloud is hard in that the cloud could absorb the water. But yet mifaz ras, ruach mifaz rasan. The wind could scatter the clouds. Ruach kasha, so therefore again the wind is hard. Viguf sovlo, yet wind fills the body, air fills the body. Guf kasha is actually amazing. The body is hard, meaning the body is something that is solid. Pachad shovro, but yet fear could go ahead and break the body. Pachad kasha, fear could be very intense. Yayin mefigo, but wine could take away fear. Yayin kasha, so you see wine is very powerful. Shida mifachaso, but sleep could go ahead and take away the impact of wine. Misa kasha, death is very intense. Excuse me, misa kasha mikulam, utzdaka matzalas minan misa, dechsev, utzdaka tatzel mimah. So we'll say, see again, out of all the things that are quote unquote kasha in this world, all the things ultimately that could stand up to anything at the end of the list, tzedakah. Endless is tzedakah. Again, highlighting for us the incredible importance of tzedakah. Darshar Dostoy. We'll say again, I just want to say, I feel there's so much more to say on each of these Gemaras. We'll get to it the next cycle. Darshar Dostoy, Rebiyane. Bo'ura Eish Lokumidas Chadish Baruch Umidas Basar Vadam. See how the attributes of God are so different than the attributes of man. Adam may be Darin Gadol Melech. Safik mekablen osem menah, safik yeh mekablen osem menah. So we'll say, if a person brings a gift to the king, so maybe the king will accept it, maybe the king won't accept it. Vim tim salomer mekablen osem menah, safik ro'a p'nei ha-melech, safik yin ro'a p'nei ha-melech. And even if the king does accept it, maybe I'll get to see the king, maybe I won't get to see the king. V'akadosh Baruch Hu eino kein, God is not like that. Adam nosein pruta la'ani, zocha u'mekabel p'nei shechina. We'll say, you understand the power of this statement? A person gives a pruta. A pruta kishmo kinu. A pruta is not a big check, right? A pruta is not a big donation. Person gives a pruta to an ani, zocha u'makabal p'nei ha-shechina. He is able to see the Ribbono Shel Olam shene emar, ani b'tzedek echazeh panecha, esba'a b'hakitz timunasecha. Literally translated, ani b'tzedek, I, the Gemara is dashing over here, I, through my act of tzedakah, echazeh panecha, am able to see your face, Ribbono Shel Olam. Rabbi Elazar, yoev pruta l'ani, v'hadra matzlir. Well, so listen to this. Rabbi Elazar would first go ahead and give a pruta to an ani. He would first give tzedakah, and then he would daven. Amar, d'chsev, ani b'tzedek echazeh panecha, because the pasuk says, I, through the act of tzedakah, will see your face. My esba'a b'akitz t'muna. So again, see, what he would do is, he would give tzedakah first, and then daven, because he would say, ani b'tzedek echazeh panecha, because through tzedakah, I will have a more meaningful and impactful tefillah experience, I'll be able to see your face. My esba'a b'akitz t'muna. So I will say, what does it mean when it says, I will bless you. I will be sated ba'kitz timuna secha. Ba'kitz means through an awakening of your image. Amram Nachar Bar Yitzchak Elu Tamidi Chachamim Shemenadidin Shina Meineya Ba'olam Azeh. This refers to Tamidi Chacham Rabosei who give up much sleep in this world. Ve'akodesh Baruch Hu Masbion Miziv Hashchina LiOlam Haba. But the Ribbono Shel Olam sates them. In other words, Tamidi Chacham are always tired, right? There's always something that they're giving up in this world. The Ribbono Shel Olam allows them to feel satiated in the world to come, from his Shina in the world to come. Rabbi Yochanan Ma'i Dichsev Malva Hashem Chonin Dan Rabosei. This is a very interesting pasuk. So Malva Hashem Chonin Dan literally means he who has compassion on the ani, it's as if he is a lender to God. Which sounds like what it's saying over here is that when I lend, if I give the ani money, it's as if I am the Ribbono Shel Olam's creditor. So what does that mean? Ilmali mikra kasev yef shalom. So you know there are some things where if the pasuk did not say it, we could not even dare to utter such words. Kiviyachol eved lovel leishmalva. I will say what it sounds like is that when I give tzedakah to an ani, the Ribbono Shel Olam is indebted to me. When I give money to an ani, the Ribbono Shel Olam is indebted to me. Amar Chiyah bar Abba Amar Yochanan. Rami Ksiv Lo yoil hon biyom avra utzdaka tatzilimo. So we'll say, what is the meaning of the pasuk when it says, your wealth will not help you on a day of divine wrath, but yet tzedakah will save you from death. Uksiv lo yoilu otzros rasha. Right? The storehouses, the wealth of the rasha will not help him. Tztaka tatzil mimavas. So we'll say, the pasuk says twice, tztaka tatzil mimavas. So shtei tztakos halalu lama. Why do I need these two tztakos? Achos shematzilasu mimisa mishuna, v'achos shematzilasu mimisa mishuna. Both the teacher, tztaka saves me from two things. Number one, misa mishuna. Misa mishuna, Rabose, means a difficult death. A difficult or an abnormal death. And so tzedakah, essentially, tzedakah helps me in this world, and tzedakah helps me in the next to save me from Gehenna. Ve'ezo hi shematzilaso midino shel Gehenna. So we'll say, so which pasuk refers to tzedakah that saves me from Gehenna? So ahu dichsiv be'evra. It's the pasuk that uses the word evra for divine wrath. Dichsiv yom evra hayom ahu. Ve'ezo hi shematzilaso mimisa mishuna. And which tzedakah, which pasuk refers to tzedakah that saves me from an abnormal death? Nosna ve'enu yodea leminosna notla ve'enu yodea leminosna. Now, I will say that this is actually really fascinating. What it's saying is, what is the type of tzedakah that saves me from a misa mishuna, from this abnormal death? Which is another way of saying, what type of tzedakah is the highest form of tzedakah? To which the Gemara answers, the highest form of tzedakah is when you give and you don't know whom you are giving to, and when the recipient does not know who he is receiving from. So when there's total anonymity in the giving and taking process, that is the highest form of tzedakah. Now, Bosei, the Gemara is going to tell a couple of stories. Nosna ve'en yodeh lemi nosna. So Bosei, just as an example, this idea of giving and not knowing who you're giving to, la'afuket midemar ukva. Bosei, this comes to exclude the tzedakah approach of Mar Ukva. Now remember again, what did Mar Ukva do? So Bosei, take a look at the top Rashi. Second line in Rashi, Demar Ukva Rabbi Abba Maseches Ksuvis, Mar Ukva Haveshadi Le'ania Dishavavuse, Kol Yoma Arba Zuze Bitsinure Didasha, Hare Sha'ami Eino Yodea Miminotla, Behu Yodea Luminosa. So we'll say, Rav Ashi, excuse me, Mar Ukva, there used to be a particular Ani in his neighborhood, and what he would do is every day, passing by, he would put four Zuz in the door socket. So we'll say, so on one hand, Mar Ukva knew exactly who he was giving to. Of course, the recipient did not go ahead and know who the donor was. Now again, this is certainly a high level, but not the highest, because the giver still knows the identity ultimately of the recipient. So the Gemara says, notla veino demi notla lafugim Rabbi Abba. Similarly, again, ideally, the recipient should not know who is receiving it from. This comes to exclude the tzedakah of Rabbi Abba. Now, what Rabbi Abba says? So if you go back to that Rashi, Rabbi Abba habatzir besudre v'shadi la'achorei umamtzi nafshe lebeinei aniyei va'ani notla demi notla. So what Rabbi Abba do? Rabbi Abba, this is amazing, used to put a pouch of coins and he would sling it on his back. And what would happen? The aniyim, it was known, the aniyim would come and take money from the pouch. It was known, he had aniyim. So we'll say, in that case, the aniyim knew who the donor was, right? But Rabbi Abba did not know who they, Rabbi Abba did not know who they were. Now, we'll say, now I want to be clear, the Gemara is not at all disparaging Mar Ukva's tzedakah and Rabbi Abba's tzedakah. These are incredible acts of tzedakah. What the Gemara is just saying is, although they are wonderful because they preserve one aspect of anonymity, it's not the perfect act of tzedakah. The perfect act of tzedakah is where the donor does not know the identity of the recipient, and where the recipient does not know the identity of the donor. So what should we do? Meaning, how should you give tzedakah? What's the best way to give tzedakah? Leisiv la'arniki shel tzedakah. We'll say the best way is to give to the tzedakah fund. So we'll say, so I was going to give to the tzedakah fund, so I give my money to the tzedakah fund, and then what happens? I don't know who the money's going to. I know it's going to aniyim. Now, obviously, the ani is going to have contact with the guy by tzedakah. But the ani also knows that the money that he's getting, it's not the guy by tzedakah's money. The guy by tzedakah is acting as a shliach for someone else. And therefore, again, the ani has no idea who has given him money. So this type of tzedakah process that is totally cloaked in anonymity is the highest form of tzedakah. And I just want to point out, you know, there's a lot, by the way, you should know, these sukkis that we're learning, this is all the basis for Hilchot Tzedakah in Yeradeh. This is the primary Gemara that we're learning Hilchot Tzedakah. So the post came down, we'll say, if the only way to get more money is for people to know whom they are giving to, then absolutely you are permitted to disclose the identity of the intended recipient. So again, remember, the goal at the end of the day is always to help the ani. So if I have a choice between going ahead and on one hand using the optimal model of tzedakah that preserves anonymity on all sides, but raising less money, or divulging the identity of the impoverished party and raising more money, then of course I raise more money. Because at the end of the day, whatever is going to benefit the ani most is what I do. The Gemara is talking in a vacuum, where somebody's going to give the same amount of money no matter what. Okay, in that case, better to cloak the entire process in a degree of anonymity. So the Gemara says, therefore the Gemara says, the highest level is to give to a tzedakah fund. Just give a tzedakah fund. What should a person do in order to have male children? So what this is saying is, what's the chus could a person do in order to have a son? Rabbi Lozo Omer, Yefazer Ma'osav La'aniyim. Give a lot of tzedakah. Give a lot of tzedakah. Rabbi Shul Omer, Yismach Ishtol Gremet. So we'll say it's amazing how these are not mutually exclusive. It's just fascinating. The Gemara says, so on one hand, Rabbi Lozo says, give a lot of money to tzedakah. That is the best guarantee for having a son. Rabbi Lozo says, Rabbi Shul says, Yismach Ishtol Dvar Mitzvah. That a man should go out of his way to make intimacy enjoyable and fulfilling for his wife. Lidvar Mitzvah, Rashi says, Lifnei Tashmish. Shabbos is an incredible yisod. We'll see this, by the way, in Maseches. Neither we saw a little bit in Kiddushin, that so much of the mood of the couple during intimacy has an incredible impact on the nature and spiritual quality of the child. An incredible yisod. So if a husband goes out of his way to not just commit the act of intimacy, but to make the experience as pleasurable as possible for his wife, then ultimately, again, that act of intimacy has a greater probability in resulting in children. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Lo yitin adam pruta la'arniki shel tzedakah, ela imkin mamona alav k'Rabbi Chanina ben Trajon. Interestingly enough, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov comes along and says that a person should not give any money to a tzedakah fund unless, of course, you know that it's administered by someone like Rabbi Chanina ben Trajan, which Rabbi says is another way of saying that you have to be careful where you give. So you could give to the communal fund as long as you know there's someone like Rabbi Chanina ben Trajan. Which Rabbi says, amazingly enough, we know Rabbi Chanina ben Trajan not in his identity ultimately again as the administrator, the paradigmatic administrator of Tzedakah Fund, but as one of the Asar Rugi Malchus. But incredible, the quality of this individual. To which the Gemara, so we'll say, the reason why this is a Kasha is because our Gemara just said before, L'chatkila, you should give your money to a Tzedakah Fund. Yet Rabbi Elazar is cautioning us that you should only give money to a Tzedakah Fund if it's administered by someone like Rabbi Chanina ben Trajan. To which the Gemara says, you're right. When we say that you should give your money to a Tzedakah Fund, we mean a tzedakah fund that is administered by someone like Rabbi Chanina ben Trajan. I'm Rabbi Avau. So what's this Gemara? Brachat Adonai Elohim Melech Olam Shehakol Nihyeh B'Dvaro. I'm Rabbi Avau. I'm Moshe Nechlish Baruch Hu. Moshe Avinu says before the Ribono Shalom, Ribono Shalom, the math term carrying Yisrael. This is amazing. So Moshe Rabbeinu says to Ribono Sha'olam, how will literally Klal Yisrael be uplifted? What is the zechus to uplift Klal Yisrael? Amar lo, so Chesh Baruch Hu responds back to Moshe, Bechi Sisa. What does it mean, Bechi Sisa? Look at Rashi. Amar lo, Bechi Sisa. Imbasa Laseis Rosham Bagba. If you want to lift up their head, Kach Mehem Kofer Litzdaka. Ultimately, again, take from them Tzedaka. If you want to know how to lift up Klal Yisrael, the schus that lifts up Klal Yisrael is tzedakah. I'm Rabbi Avoh. Shalu Eshlomo ben David. Ad heichan kochan shel tzedakah. But it's actually interesting. So Rabbi Avoh says they asked Shlomo ben David. Now, interestingly enough, Shlomo is almost never referred to as Shlomo ben David. You'll see why he's referred to as Shlomo ben David over here. To Shlomo HaMelech. Ad heichan kochan shel tzedakah. Shlomo, you are the wisest of all men. Tell us, what is the extent of the power of tzedakah? Amar lahem, tzu'u ur'u. Ma'pirish David Abba. See how my father David interpreted this. Pizar nasan le'avyonim. Excuse me. So again, he's quoting over here the pasuk from Tilim. Pizar nasan le'avyonim. Tzidkaso omedes la'ad. Karno tarim le'kavod. So also listen to this. What does David HaMelech say? Pizar nasan le'avyonim. If you give your money to the poor, tzidkaso omedes la'ad. Your righteousness will endure forever. Karno tarim le'kavod. Literally, your horn will be lifted up in great cover. So here David HaMelech says that the mitzvah of tzedakah ultimately produces eternal reward. Rabbi Abba said from here, Hu Miromim Yishkon. He, the one who goes ahead and gives tzedakah, will ultimately dwell in the upper heavens. Mitzudos Siloim Miskava. So over here, actually, sorry, it's quoted from the whole passage from Yeshaya. Hu Miromim Yishkon, he will dwell on high. Mitzados Siloim Miskavo. Ultimately, Mitzados will also have fortresses. Fortresses made of stone are his strongholds. Lachmo Nasan, he gives his bread. Meimav Ne'emanim, his waters are secure. So what, how do we dash in this pasuk? Ma tamiromim yishkon mitzado slam miskabo. Why is it that a person will have the merit to dwell in the heavens, to live in fortresses of stone that will be a stronghold? First, we'll say first of the intermediate wide lines. Mishum delachmo nasan umeimav ne'emanim, because he gave of his bread and his waters are dependable. So we'll say, so again, the Gemara is saying the psukim to extol the incredible virtues and merits of tzedakah. Remember, Shalua Shlomo, Eizu ben olam abo. We'll say, right? It's an amazing question. May Ashlama HaMelech, who is one who will go to the world to come? Amar Lahem, so Shlomo HaMelech said, quoting the pasuk from Yeshaya, Shekineged Zekenov Kavod. Shekineged Zekenov Kavod. So we'll say, Vineged Zekenov Kavod. That's where the pasuk. Look at Rashi. What is it? Kineged Zekenov Kavod. Osam Shacholkin Lahem Kavod Ba'olam Azeh, Machmas Chachmas Ziknasam. Those who receive honor in this world because of their Zikna. Now we'll say, remember again, so a Zakin is an acronym for Zeh Shekana Chachma, for he who acquires wisdom. In other words, those who are respected in this world for their wisdom, ultimately, again, will be B'nai Olam Haba. Shabbosai means what? As we're going to see, that people are respected in this world for a whole variety of reasons. But those things that often gain people respect and honor in this world are not the metric by which they receive honor and respect in the world to come. Those who receive honor and respect because of their wisdom, total wisdom in this world, those are the ones who are B'nai Olam Haba. Shabbosai, to which the Gemara tells a movingly dramatic story. Ki hadi Yosef bereid Rabbi Yoshua chalash. So Yosef, the son of Rabbi Yoshua, became ill. Ingid. Now, we'll say ingid means he was unconscious. When he came back to consciousness, Amrli Avua my chazis. So we'll say his father must have realized he had some type of near death experience or death like experience. He said, what did you see when your soul left this world? Amrli Olam hafuch raisi. We'll say, to which Yosef said, I saw an upside down world. What does that mean? Olam elyonim lamata v'tachtonim lamala. Father, you're not going to believe what I saw. What I saw was an upside down world. Those who are so important in this world were on the bottom in the next world, and those who are often on the bottom in this world were on the top in the world to come. Rashi says over here, elyonim lamata, osim shem elyonim kan, machmas oshron. Those who are only important in this world because of their wealth, ra'isi sham shehem lamata. I saw below that they're unimportant, right? Excuse me. I saw above in Shamayim that they're unimportant. Amrlei, to which Rav Yosef responded to his son, olam baro ra'isa. My son, you saw the world. You saw an absolutely clear world. You see, Abbas said, olam haba, that's the world of clarity. This is the world where things get all mixed up. Va'anon hechi chazisina. So interestingly enough, Rabbi Yeshua asks his son, my son, where were we? Where were we? Meaning, what was our position in the world to come? Amalei ki hechi. Ki hechi dechashin al hacha, chashin al hasar. Father, the same way that we are regarded as important here in this world as tamidi chachamim, so we are regarded with importance in the world to come as well. V'shamati shayu omrim. And I heard them singing olam haba, ashrei mi sheba lekan, Vitamudo biado. I will say, I heard them singing Olam Haba. Praiseworthy is he who comes to Olam Haba. Vitamudo biado. Talmudo biado means what? Rabbi Osai, see, this is a little bit of a scary statement. It's not enough just to learn. You have to pay attention to your learning. I will say, now I want to be clear on something. You know, the commentaries bring down the Ben Yoyo, the Maharal brings this down. It's not the pshat that I have to retain. But what is the pshat? When I am learning, I have to give it my undivided attention. So no texting, no WhatsApping, no anything else. Again, not all of us have a lot of time to learn, but when I do learn, it has to have my undivided attention. I mean, barring, you know, emergencies. That's what it means, v'tamudo biyado. When you had those opportunities to learn, did you take them? or did you go ahead and dilute them by engaging in other things? That's the yisod. V'shamati shayu omrim haruge malchus ein kol beria lecholim lamo b'michitzasan. Furthermore, I heard Abba say that those who die, Al Kiddush Hashem, that's Harugi Malchus, those who are killed by the government, no one else could enter into their Mechitza. In other words, that those who die, Al Kiddush Hashem, Abba say, have the highest or most intense level of Olam Haba. Man Ninhu was an example. Who are these people who died Al Kiddush Hashem, who have this incredible Olam Haba? Rabbi Akiva, Man Ninhu, Ileimer Rabbi Akiva, maybe it's Rabbi Akiva and his friends. Right? Maybe it's Rabbi Akiva and others who were died al Kiddush Hashem. Mishum haroge malchus v'sulo. Does Rabbi Akiva have a beautiful portion of Olam Haba just because he died al Kiddush Hashem? Pshit, Sulimar says, Pshit abalav ha'achinami. Rabbi Akiva would have had a portion of Olam Haba even had he not died al Kiddush Hashem. Elo haruge lud. And this is amazing ma'isa. Rather, what it refers to are those who were killed in Lud. Say, what's the story with Lud? If you look at Rashi, Rashi says over here, Haruge Lud, Lulainos upapus achim. Bosei, so Lulainos and Papus were two Jewish brothers. They were two Jewish brothers. So Bosei, so what happened? The daughter of Turnus Rufus was killed. And what happened? The Romans decreed that if the murderers do not turn themselves in, they will wipe out the entire city of Lud. She was found dead in Lud. So Bosei, so it turned, so what happened? Two brothers stepped forward, claim responsibility for the murder, even though they did not perpetrate it. They did not commit it. They saved the entire city of Lud by taking responsibility for an act of bloodshed that they did not engage in. So what happened? So they are considered, we'll say, to be ones who have an incredible portion of Olam Haba. Tanya, Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai l'Talmidav. Bonai, Ma'usha Amar HaKosov, Tzedakah Tzeromeim. What is the meaning of this pasuk? Tzedakah will exalt the chesed lu'umim chatos, but the chesed of the nations, right? The chesed of the nations is sinful. Na'ana Rabbi Eliezer. So Rabbi Eliezer, remember, Rabbi Eliezer is one of the, remember, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai has how many talmidim? So we learn this in Pirkei Avos, he has five talmidim. The first talmid who's mentioned in that list is Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkinus. This is Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkinus. Rabbi Eliezer says, Va'amar, Tzedakah Tzeromim Goy El Yisrael. Tzedakah will uplift the nation that refers to Klal Yisrael. V'chsiv, Umi Ka'am Cha Yisrael Goy Echad Ba'aretz. So the chesed l'umim chatos, what does it mean when it says that the chesed of the nations is sinful? Called Tzedakah v'chesed she'umos ovdei kochavim osim chet ulahem. I will say, when the nations of the world perform acts of chesed, that is a chet for them. Why? She'inon osim ela lehiskadabo. Because also the only reason they engage in acts of chesed is why, Rabbi Osai, for self-aggrandizement. They only do so for their own ego, for their own covet. Kimo she'ne'emar, dey, he quotes over here the pasuk from Ezra, dey lahon ne'ekar v'nichochin le'eloka shmei u'matzilon l'chayi malka u'benohi. So what says the pasuk in Ezra says talking about Nebuchadnezzar, that Nebuchadnezzar, remember we had this 2 days ago where Daniel encouraged Nebuchadnezzar to do acts of chesed in order to prolong his life. So therefore the Gemara says the nations of the world only go ahead and engage in chesed for what's in it for them. There always has to be some type of ulterior motive. I want to be clear. It doesn't mean they're not acts of chesed, and it doesn't mean they don't do good things. Just the Gemara understands that their motivations are not lishma. So the Gemara says the following. Let's say the Umos HaOlam do perform acts of tzedakah, not for purely selfless reasons, for some type of gain. Is that still not an act of chesed? After all, v'atanyo, ha'omer sela zel tzedakah v'shol shiyich yebini. Let's say if a person says, I'm giving tzedakah on the condition that my son lives. In other words, I'm giving tzedakah with an explicit condition that I want something in return, or in order that I will merit the world to come. And we'll say, ultimately again, this person is a tzaddik gomer. So we'll say, what do you see? Even when you give tzedakah for ulterior motives, what do we look for? We'll say, even if your intentions are totally selfish, you still get credit for the act of tzaddik. You call the tzaddik gomer. We'll say, listen to this. Lo kash, it's not a contradiction. Can be Israel, can be the gomer. We'll say, the Gemara assumes that the distinction between a Jew and a Gentile is the following. A Jew and a Gentile might both go ahead and give tzedakah because we both want something out of it. But let's say that something that I want doesn't materialize. I give tzedakah because I want X, and then I don't get X. The Gemara assumes the Jew will never say, oh, I shouldn't have done that. The Jew will say, I'm really disappointed, but hey, at least I gave tzedakah. Masha Inke, the Gentile may come to actually resent having engaged in the act to begin with, because he did not get the intended payout. Rabbi Yeshua of Amar, tzedakah tromem goy, eli yisra. Actually, no, we'll stop over here for today. We're going to pick up tomorrow. We're going to start tomorrow at 5:45 in Mirat Hashem with the daf, because we have a lot to do tomorrow. So actually, you know, stay tuned for the WhatsApp. I might want to get in a few minutes of Shari Tshuva. We're going to start the latest at 5:50, possibly at 5:45. Stay tuned. We'll pick up in Mirat Hashem right here in the midst of tzedakah tomorrow.